Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow, and we thought we'd treat you all to one of Ireland's top experts in matters of the heart. So if you are sad and single, or sad and in a relationship, or happy in a relationship, we know you're out there. Turn the radio up. Frances Kelleher is known as the Love Doctor. She is Ireland's number one dating and relationship expert and has helped countless individuals transform their personal and professional lives. Frances is also Ireland's one and only Mars Venus gender intelligence coach. Welcome to the show, Frances. How are you? Oh, better put up
Thank
a fader.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hiya, Frances. Listen, firstly, what the hell is a gender intelligence coach? Can you tell me?
Yes.
Fill us in there.
You've asked me that a lot. a big mouthful. So, Evie, it's basically knowing the difference between men and women's brains. There's a difference is in the gender. Men have different brains from women. And I've studied under John Gray, you know, the author of the best-selling relationship book of all time.
Yeah.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
I was going to say that title. Yeah.
So he is my mentor. They're fantastic people. And we basically do our best to, you know, show people the differences in the brain so that people can deal with conflict better and speak each other's languages. Because when you're a woman, you talk to a guy like you think he's a woman, and you need to talk to him for what he is, a guy. So once you're speaking that language, communication becomes so much easier.
Wow. Okay. So do you deal with a lot of couples together? Is that something that you would do? Yeah.
Yeah. People, like, I'm a dating coach, so I'm helping people find love, and I'm also helping people, you know, get past their conflict in relationships and, you know, build that emotional connection back up again if it's gone awry. And, you know, relationships can be even better after some conflict, because going forward, then people know how to relate to each other. You know, they know how to communicate properly and, you know, speak to the guy like he's a guy. So in conflict, men either fight or flight. They will run away to the man cave, like John Gray calls it, or they will fight. And of course, women want to talk. We de-stress, you know, by talking. We communicate and connect by talking. Women say like 20,000 words a day, whereas guys only say like, they only utter 2,000, approximately 2,000. So we're the talkers. Talking is feminine energy. Listening is masculine. So I always say to the women, you know, wait. Timing is huge. Wait till your man has the testosterone high. Once they come in from work, you know, their testosterone is low. They need to go away, do something less challenging, like watching TV or reading a book, something that isn't challenging for them, you know, work-wise and things like that. And that's a better time to talk to them, when their testosterone is high, because when that's high, their cortisol is low. So same with a woman, the estrogen has to be high, and that will lower the cortisol level. So timing is very important. When to pick your timing if you're in conflict, you know, with a person. So let the guy go away, take his time, and when his tank is full, he'll come back and he'll be ready to listen.
That's a very good point, actually. And I do notice that I always want to talk everything out. I'm very open communicating, and sometimes I find members of the opposite sex aren't. And it can be definitely where you just feel like you're butting heads, you know, because I'm like, no, yes, let's talk about it. Let's, you know, and they're just not available, not emotionally available for that.
Yes, so it's a great point. You know, like I say, women, you know, talk to, de-stress, de-vent. We want to get it all out right now. We want to sort it now. And there's a reason for that, because a woman's brain is like a swimming pool. Everything is in one compartment floating around. Johnny's homework, you know, maybe a sick parent, what she has to do at work. So it's very overwhelming. Our limbic system, a woman's limbic system, which is the emotional seat of the soul for humans, is 25% larger than men, physically, in your brain. So, you know, there's physical differences. So men can't understand why women want to sort it out and why we can't just forget about it. You know, a lot of guys will say, you know, I had a fight with my wife, and I just said, forget about it. Let's go down to the bedroom and we'll come back to it later. And they just can't understand. A woman can't turn it off. She has a brain like a swimming pool, whereas men have a brain with separate boxes in it. They compartmentalize everything.
Yeah, their that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that really makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, you know, they can turn it off, whereas a woman can't. And I think that's a lot of reason why 70%, you know, of people who file for divorce are women, because we can't turn it off. It's stressing us all the time. Whereas a guy can say, okay, I'm having a problem with relationship. with my relationship, but I'm just going to put that to one side and I'm going to go out with the boys, or I'm going to work today now and I'm not going to think about it. So that's a huge difference.
God, I'd love to be a man. That'd be great. Well, listen, we've been asking for our listeners to text in all evening with their relationship issues, hoping that you can help. So I've got Jane here with me, and she is... Have you got some texts?
Hi,
there?
Frances. I have so many texts.
Oh, amazing.
And I was wrong. I thought we would have a lot of single people looking for help, but there are loads of people in relationships. So this will really suit you. And I'm going to start with one that's a little kind of, I think it's a little sad almost. So this, I'm not going to say anybody's names, but it's from a woman. And she says, "Hi, I'm 39. I'm engaged, but I'm having doubts. He is a lovely person, but..." she said, "No big drama, but there is something missing. The problem is I want kids and time is not exactly on my side. So do I stay and hope it clicks down the road, or do I call it off and risk being solo with a cat?"
Yes,
that's a very big question. So what do you think of that?
That is a big question. Now, what I would say is, you know, obviously everybody has to make their own decisions. You know, you have to ultimately make your own decision. But how you do it is... you listen to your gut. The brain scientists now, this is considered new brain research, 7 years, it's considered new, have discovered a second brain in your gut with even more neurological connections than your actual brain. So we were right to listen to our gut instinct all the time. So what I would say is, I think first you need to not rush into anything getting married. You know, I would communicate with him how she feels and ask herself in private, what's missing? Like, what is missing in the relationship? Is it something that she can go forward with and communicate to him about? You know, some women have issues with their men and they want some certain part to change that really all they have to do is talk to their guy about. It's fixable. Then there's other issues that aren't fixable. There's something really missing and it's a big part.
Do you think most relationships that start with a big spark, do they burn out early? Or, you know, can you like learn to love someone after a while if it starts out slow?
100%. And it's a great question. So there are two scenarios. You meet the person, there's fireworks, and it's like literally love at first sight. Literally, there is a love at first sight.
Oh, there is. Is that real?
That is 100% real. I mean, I know a couple that got engaged after 6 weeks.
No.
They're married 50 years.
I was going to say, are they still together? Wow. Okay.
100%. And you hear of other, there was some famous couple, I can't think of them now, but they said they knew instantly. And they didn't tell their families. They got engaged like after 2 weeks, but they got married after 6 months because it was so quick. But then you have the slow burn. So I say, if it's 5 out of 10, this is the roadmap, the blueprint. If it's 5 out of 10 that you like someone, chemistry-wise, physically, you know, but it's not a 9 out of 10. Give that person 4 to 5 dates and see will the attraction grow. Because there can be a slow burn where people fall for people way more intensely. We saw Cheryl Cole. You know, she has admitted she's still in love with her first husband. You know, she still holds a candle for him. She rejected him numerous times when he was asking her out. And it grew. So just give them people a chance because it can be a slow burn as well.
You know those people who are friends for 10 years and then suddenly start dating? I don't get that.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's
I think
a weird
that
one.
Smacks of settled. I've given up looking. I have another one here. Okay, she says, "Look, I need advice. Me and my other half are mad about each other, but our sex drives are completely out of sync. I'm ready to go like a Duracell bunny." This is a quote. They would rather watch another episode of some TV show I've never heard of. Don't want to wreck a good thing, but I'm climbing the walls here. What do I do? Sex drive are mismatched. Is that a big problem for a lot of couples?
It can be. It can be, especially when you have a mortgage and two kids. It's all great at the start and you're in the honeymoon period, you know, for up to 2 years. And then, you know, people start taking each other for granted. They don't carve out the date night. They don't create that time for the emotional connection to stay strong. Or they carve out the date night and they're talking about how Johnny's in trouble at school and how are we going to pay the mortgages and, you know, business bills talk. You can't have that. I mean, even Kevin Bacon, who is he married 35 years now, 37, I think, on Instagram there last week. It was their anniversary. He's married to Keira Sedgwick. He even said, you know, people talk about it being hard work and working at it. He goes, you know, what's worked for us is keeping the fun. Like when we were dating, keep the fun alive. So what I would say to her is, it sounds like her man's testosterone is low. And most guys are, you know, in the modern day life where some people are working two jobs to, you know, keep the family afloat. They're amazing. They're working so hard. But, you know, the testosterone suffers. So I would look at his diet, make sure he's a good diet and that he's
What would he be eating to increase the testosterone?
Probably just healthy. Eating well.
Exactly. No junk food, no processed food, you know. And there was a chef on that I heard. I can't remember who he was, but he gave a brilliant roadmap. He was saying, you know, eat like our grandparents did. Fresh, you know, whole foods.
Even fruit, if you're vegetables.
Body coach,
yeah.
Fruit, vegetables, meat, cooked from fresh, you know, not processed food, no trans fats. Now, I'm not an expert in that, but it's just healthy, fresh. You know, when you fresh healthy food, you'll be fresh and healthy. But the
Put
other
down
thing
the fast food, that kind of thing.
No Red Bull or cigarettes.
You're going to tell Niall.
Hope you're listening, Niall.
Yeah. 100%. The carbonated drinks are lethal. They're lethal for you know, messing up your inside. But the other thing is to do testosterone building things. So let him go off, do something challenging, you know, or play a video game, something that's less work to build up that testosterone.
Okay, Frances, I've got two messages here, but quickly, I just want to ask, because what you were saying about women overthinking, I want to know, do women get the ick more than men do?
110%.
I was like, why is she on silent? Because you were just trying to emphasise how much women are more likely to get the ick.
Yes, yeah. And that's why we need to just relax, sit back and give everybody a fair chance. You know, I've even women that go, oh my God, his shoes.
I literally did that once. I went on a date with a fella and I was like, what are those brown pointed shoes? And I never went on another date, really.
It was the shoes. Yeah,
were they brown?
They were black pointy boots. Oh. And they were fabric black pointy boots.
Oh, fair enough, though.
Oh my God. But yeah, it is. I think we over analyze absolutely everything and it's the small things. And I'm just like, I can't stand that. I've got the ick.
Yeah, it's the small things. But what I advise is get a copybook, open the two pages, make out your 5-point dream wish list. You're not going to get everything, but there's a RAS system in your brain, the reticular activating system. You can Google it. And it will prime your brain to seek out, you know, the right guys with those, you know, the dream wish list that you have, those characteristics. And on the other side, make a 5-point deal breaker list, and this is nearly more important than the wish list. And your subconscious, the brain scientists now know that 95% to 98% of your resources, human beings' resources, lie in their subconscious, and we're all going around on autopilot using our conscious. Prime your brain for looking out for those things. And you know, I say to women, listen, when you're dating him, you can go shopping with him for your shoes. You know, they're not glued to his feet. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's the big things that count. I mean, even Mickey Flanagan, the comedian, had a joke saying he went into a shoe shop and the girl said, oh, they're the shoes, do you like them? And he goes, I'll tell you in a minute. And he to WhatsApp his wife, the big shop, the pair of shoes. So, so we're all the same, but don't sweat the small stuff. Have your deal breaker list so it's easy to walk away when, you know, a guy like looking like Brad Pitt or whoever, Leonardo DiCaprio arrives and he only has that going for him, and you know, you're feeling the
he's only got the nice shoes, that's all,
you know,
he's got
getting high.
Yeah, I guess.
yes you'll know when to say goodbye then, you know, to him.
Okay, so listen, I've got a few more here. I want to get through these. One, is it a red flag if he doesn't ask questions about me? That's a message in on WhatsApp.
Very commonly asked question, especially on the apps. Men aren't, we're talking about apps, men aren't good in conversations on the app. Have an open, compassionate, kind, non-judgmental heart.
I think this is in person.
And
this
isn't.
One, Frances. It's
and
more
if
in, person.
In person.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be, I would say it could be just that he's not a good conversation. It doesn't mean that,
just
you know,
that.
He's no
just
interest.
He's not now, good at the conversation.
If it's down the line a bit, and he's not asking you questions, it is a red flag. But if it's a first or second date, give him a chance to warm up. A lot of guys are really afraid of rejection. They're nervous. If it's been a few dates,
we're being very
asking,
nice to men.
He's only. Yes. I'm a man fan. If you're good to men and you see the good in people and you appreciate men, I'm telling you, it's unreal. Men are unreal when you appreciate them. We have to have our cautious hat on too, that people want different things. So if it's down the line and he's not asking questions, he could be in it just for one thing. Said lovingly.
Okay, we've had another message in. I could do with some help finding someone. Sorry, I've just lost it now. Oh, there we go. I could do with some help finding the right person. I'm 32 and I don't smoke or drink. Any advice? And it's a man. Sorry.
Get on the apps. Okay. So first of all, make love your number one priority. I see people working so hard, they don't have time even at the weekend to go out. Say yes to everything. Try and make new friends. Say yes to new experiences. Join groups. Do everything you can online and offline to meet that person. New people will introduce you to new people who then will introduce you to new people. And it's a numbers game. People forget love is a numbers game. So get on the apps. I would be on 3 apps at a time. Only pay for 2 for the minimum amount of time. 90% of the pictures, you have to have correct pictures. But I mean, the research shows 1 in 3 people meet on apps now. So, you know, I say back in the 70s, 80s, you wanted to rent a room in your house. You wanted to sell the house. Where did you go? You went to, you know, maybe put in an ad in the magazine, but, you know, you also went and stuck your notice up on the notice board in Supervalue or Dunn's. That day's gone now. Where does everybody go? Myhome.ie or Daft. That's where it is. That's where the main, you know, place for selling and renting and buying houses are. It's the same with love now. The apps are where people are on looking for people. So you really have to be online. You only have a 3% chance, if you're like over 30, 35, of meeting somebody, if you're just doing it, trying to meet people in real life. So you do everything, you have your legs in every pond.
3% chance.
Because the pond gets, like the pond just gets smaller.
That's
and
sad.
Then, you know, guys tell me I'm in bars and clubs and the women are like 20, 22. So it's great. You know, we have the apps now. Years ago, we didn't. So the biggest age group of single people in Ireland is between 35 and 50. So do everything. Do everything. You know, you can still meet people in the real world. But here's the secret. You have to start conversations. You can't wait for people to come up and take their head out of the phone. And you have to be the one to be the conversational ninja. That's how you meet people in real life.
Okay, thank you, Francis. Another one here. When is the best time to move on? Now, I don't know if they're in a relationship and they're saying they should move on, or if they've broken up and they're asking when would be the best time to move on. I'm not really sure on that one. Do you think you can answer that one?
So no problem at all. My pleasure. If they're in a relationship, the time to move on is if you've tried everything, and if you move on right now, you won't have a regret in the world. If you move on right now and you're thinking, geez, I could have tried that, and why didn't we try this, and why didn't we go for counselling, then do everything you can. Once every stone is turned over and you've no regrets, you can walk away going, I did everything in my power, then you can rest at ease. If you have, you know, broken up from a relationship and you're single, right now is the time to move on. Right now. I don't believe in this sitting back and you have to heal and you have to this. No, it's a mindset thing. The only time you have is now, especially if you're a woman and you want to have children. There's a biological clock. Your goals are time sensitive if you want to have children. Just brush yourself off, get back on the saddle and live in the now. One of the best books ever written, Live in the Now by Eckhart Tolle. You know, now is the only time we have.
Okay, Frances, thank you so much for joining me this evening and for all your calls and texts. Frances, can you let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you if they do want to talk to you about their relationship or lack of relationship, if that's the case?
Thank you so much for having me. So we're on all social media platforms, especially Instagram. It's at Frances Kelleher Coaching. And our website is franceskellehercoaching.com. Frances with an E and Kelleher, all E's.
Yeah, so it's Francesc. Is that it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes. No, that's absolutely fine. Frances, thank you so much once again. And like I said, if anybody does want to get in touch with you, they can find you on social media. And happy Valentine's Day for tomorrow, Frances. And thank you, Jane.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.